Support for Something Wild comes from you, our listeners, and from Swiss Knife Shop, New Hampshire-based online retailer featuring Swiss Army knives, Leatherman tools, kitchen knives, and more, including gifts for dads and grads. Custom engraving available. All products and more information at swissknifeshop.com/NHPR.
It might be spring now, but the wet late-season snow that hit us was sticky and heavy, like paste in kindergarten art class. And it kept piling up hour after hour. There were trees 8 inches thick and maybe 25 feet tall, most less than 30 years old, uprooted and destroyed overnight.
Many young conifers were ruined, bent haphazardly, like a kid's game of pickup sticks. I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild. Regeneration is a term foresters use to describe trees favored to grow into the next forest after a timber harvest. It is a hope for the future, often the pride of well-planned openings in an otherwise even-aged forest.
After this year's early April snowstorm, tree root balls were pried up and tipped over in places with shallow, wet soil over bedrock. In other spots, saplings snapped right off, 3 feet above the ground. Once these young trees bowed over, they were doomed. And more snow just kept piling on.
Some folks I know who carefully manage forest land were particularly heartbroken to lose 2 to 3 decades of growth in just a few hours. In a very real sense, it erased their illusion of control and made a mockery of their expectations and their careful planning.
But in nature, disasters caused by all sorts of extreme weather are often followed by opportunities. Gaps created by snapped-off trees allow sunlight to reach places where next autumn's acorns might germinate in sun-warmed soil.
True. We had anticipated a good acorn crop last fall, but if you recall, parts of the state had a rare for New Hampshire freeze in the middle of May that defoliated oaks and beech trees. So no acorns or beech nuts where the freeze happened. Meanwhile, maple flowers and evergreen cones were unaffected by the same May freeze.
And the same thing happened to apple and peach blossoms in New Hampshire orchards, although I'm not sure about the ecological upside.
Growing trees is kind of like a classic country song. You know, there's going to be disaster, heartbreak, and tears along the way.
Nothing lasts forever except one.
Speaking of music, I've been hearing a song of winter wrens in the spring woods.
Wow, that is one crazy loud song, and it goes forever. Wrens, tiny brown birds with big voices, often hide unseen in the dense forest understory.
And they prefer to nest in upended root mounds of tipped-over trees. After the heavy spring snow, I'll bet they find lots of new possibilities over the next few years.
It's like the bonanza available to woodpeckers right now. Thousands of white ash trees across the state have recently died from the emerald ash borer infestation. Standing dead ash trees are providing surfaces for the birds to drill new nest holes and to probe for tasty grubs under the flaking bark.
Seems the worst of times for one species can be the best of times for another. Forests and wildlife are adapted to frequent disturbances, so every apparent disaster is also a potential windfall. No pun intended.
It makes me rethink the whole idea of fortune and misfortune. Expectations are a strictly human construct. Control is an illusion, as any experienced gardener or forester can tell you.
We all make plans, and we assume there'll be normal weather. But based on our past experiences, we do know that disasters and bonanzas will happen.
It's not really a matter of good times or bad times, but simply times. Full stop. Plants and animals and fungi are all poised to seize opportunity when it appears. Think turkey vultures.
Eating roadkill. Think ants and termites.
Drilling into trees. Mushrooms and fungi breaking down old logs.
A peregrine falcon ambushing an escaped parakeet.
True story. An old oak tree topples, and young saplings regenerate in a sunny opening. We just can't know whether they'll last for 100 years or be gone next week.
Something Wild is a partnership of the Forest Society, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. It flew out the door at noon, and at 2 o'clock, it was already in the peregrine nest box, being eaten.